tell you what, the gratitude and thanks are flowing from us to you this morning. The ratings are out, our third survey result for the year, and the third time we have increased the number of people listening to us. Now, yes, these are unusual times, I hear some of you say. Yes, these are unusual times, but what's interesting, and a theme that's developed over the year, is that although huge swathes of the country are interested and engaged in what's going on, not all of those who trade in the business of news and current events are prospering, no. In fact, and far be it from me to mention any names, but some are indeed floundering. They've lost audience. Now, how you can be in news and current affairs and lose audience in the COVID era is beyond me, but then you'd need to ask them what their trick is. This station, News Talk ZB, is enjoying a level of audience it has literally never had. We are breaking records on records. It is the largest station in the country now in human share. If the terms don't mean anything to you, don't worry. Just know that you're listening to the biggest game in town and by some margin. This show has never had as big an audience. We said that earlier this year if you're a train spotter, and it was true then, but we have piled on listeners each survey so far in 2021. At some point it will stop, I assume, because it's got absurd, but thank you for your patronage. Thank you for tuning in. The radio market in this country, if you didn't know, is as deregulated as anywhere in the world. There are more stations per head of population than anywhere. Competition's good, so there's no shortage of choice. So for ZB to be doing what it's doing is very humbling, and we are very grateful, and we are very thankful. And if I might offer one observation as to why the show is where it is, it goes to what I was saying earlier on this week. The media in this country, parts of it anyway, is at a low ebb in terms of professionalism these days. Too many pretend to be something they're not. Too many pretend to be impartial. Too many give the government an easy ride. Too many are too woke, too soft, too on the bandwagon of the day. And say what you want about me in this program, but we hold the government to account. We ask questions hard enough that some can't handle it and run for the hills. We don't bend with the wind. And the results speak for themselves because, as we always say, and often, the numbers don't lie.